Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Today is Classical Music Adventures on the Don S. McClure Show. Today's title, Composers Tell the Story. And indeed they do. Classical music plays a critical part in the movies. One of the best films that we're featuring today is Troy, Achilles, Remember My Name. Now, a lot of us in Chicago, we had to study the story of Troy. And basically, it's centered around the Trojan horse, how these soldiers designed a plan to get inside behind the walls of Troy and destroy them. And this was something we talked about a lot because of the philosopher Homer, who wrote the stories. A lot of the stories about the adventurers he created, they actually were true. These people did exist. And for Hector and Troy to continue their life through his stories was amazing. We drew the helmets of Hector, the shields of Achilles, and terms grew from the Achilles heel, supposedly, that when his mother took the water to make him a god, the only part that was not touched was his ankle, his Achilles heel, so to say. When we grew up, watching my older brothers do the same thing, I had a conversation with him yesterday. And as I stopped by his house for a few minutes, he showed me a Roman shield that he had bought with the lightning bolts on it. And he explained the shield's design. And then he pulled out one of the Roman helmets. And it was just absolutely beautiful. The kind of item I would like to have in one of my offices. You know, growing up with these stories and the music, it impressed me a lot. Not so much the violence of the stories, but the mythical adventures that were based on reality. So today on Classical Music Adventures, we're going to do The Emerald Princess, France in 1186, and especially the Kingdom of Heaven, which my brother mentioned to me was a great movie that he had just viewed. And I told him I was quite aware of that movie. So we had a lot to talk about in a short period of time, but I truly enjoyed the camaraderie and the conversation. And I noticed while shopping, there were no cards to say anything about a brother. There were sister cards, mother cards, father cards. There was even daughter cards. And my brother said that's because in his mind, the brothers are at the bottom of the totem pole. Now, I kind of disagree with that, but again, there were none. So I scratched out the information on the card and put to my brother. But I'm telling you, these soundtracks on Sunday remind me of how much my brother and I shared in the stories of Homer. So without further ado, if you'd like to get into the show on Sunday, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can go to my website, DSM Publications, and click on the red icon that says on air, and you'll be listening to the show. So let's take you on the adventure. We're going to start with the prelude of El Cid, one of the greatest movies about the warriors of Spain. And again, you're on Classical Music Adventures on Sunday.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And as we return, the music has been absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed everything that we've played so far, from El Cid, the prelude, Emmanuel, by Luciana Marcella, The Emerald Princess, and France, 1186 intro. And let us not forget Kingdom of Heaven, Sound of Balian. You know, the movies have really delivered a lot of education to us, and sometimes without even knowing that the composers who put the music together had us riding, fighting on the seven seas, tending to save a queen or a damsel in distress. The composers put music together that brought us moral characters. And there was always the villain, the one we had to defeat for the glory of honor. Classical music does that to you. And again, I'm so proud to have just one of the shows that I produce. But on Sunday, my relaxing day, and I use classical music to write by. I always enjoy classical music adventures. It's one of the best parts of my week, and it just flows with imagination. We've got more for you to come. We're going to start with The Kingdom of Heaven, The Sound of Jerusalem. And this is a masterpiece. So I return you back to the music, classical music adventures, and I'm so glad so many of you have decided to tune in to my classical music adventures segment on Sunday.
have something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism, you will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And as we return on Classical Music Adventures, we always like to inform you that we have a great jazz show on Wednesday, and we have an amazing lifestyle show on Friday. And the week culminates with, of course, the Voice of Joy Online, the show created by my oldest sister, continues on in her honor. She was on air for 10 years, June 22nd, will also mark the one-year anniversary that she passed, but she left such a beautiful legacy. And as I created her book, the sales for support have been phenomenal. So again, dreams do come true, and a lot of this also was founded in culture and art. Let us continue now with Schindler's List, and as we travel more, back to the Kingdom of Heaven and also the 13th Warrior. But for now, Schindler's List, a beautiful story of a man that felt he had not done enough to help his Jewish counterparts, him to escape the tyranny of Germany. And that was the battle of Korach in the kingdom of heaven. As I said earlier in the show, most young men grew up with a story written by a man named Homer and his stories of Greek philosophy, from Ulysses to the great warrior Achilles. And today, Brad Pitt stars in the movie Troy. It is amazing how when you write with intent, your stories will last forever. Young men were drawing the helmets of Troy long before the Roman Empire. They admired the valor of Hector. And this was all from a story in the philosophies of Homer, which I grew up with, believing that I could write in the same style, which is why I created the book, The Gods in the Beginning of Life, to have our own philosophy, our own mythical stories and heroes. I present to you Achilles. I grew up with his image. And in this section, he talks about the reason he wants his name to be remembered throughout history. And he has surely achieved that. So on Classical Music Sundays, sometimes we play the actual movie track with the verbiage to help you get a bird's eye view of where we're going with classical music and education.
If you go to Troy, glory will be yours. They will write stories about your victories for thousands of years. The world will remember your name. But if you go to Troy, you will never come home. For your glory walks hand in hand with your doom. And I shall never see you again.
Achilles!
Greece needs you. Greece got a long time before I was born. Greece will be Greece long after I'm dead.
I'm not talking about the land. The men need you.
This war will never be forgotten, nor will the heroes who fight in it.
You were born for this war.
You are very brave and very stupid to come after me alone.
The Thessalonian you're fighting, he's the biggest man I've ever seen.
You must be Hector.
I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
Do you know who I am?
Achilles. I'll remember the name.
What do you want here in Troy?
Why did you come here?
They'll be talking about this war for 1,000 years.
What would all men want? I just wanted more.
In 1,000 years, the dust from our bones will be gone.
Yes, Prince. But our names will remain.
Patroclus!
Never hesitate. Put down your spear.
But I'm fighting the Trojans, cousin.
Not today.
But I'm ready. You taught me how to fight.
You're a good student. Hector, he's good a warrior, they say.
The best of all the Trojans.
You're not a myrmidon yet.
Where's Patroclus?
Some say he's better than all the Greeks, too.
Patroclus!
Go home, Prince.
Not for one day.
Drink some wine, make love to your wife. Tomorrow we'll have our war.
Hector!
I'd rather fight beside you than any army of thousands.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions!
I'll make a pact with you. The gods is our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
Is there no one else?
There are no pacts between lions and men.
Is there no one else?
You won't have eyes tonight. You won't have ears or a tongue. You will wander the underworld blind, deaf, and dumb, and all the dead will know. This is Hector, the fool who thought he killed Achilles.
I've known men like you my whole life.
No, you haven't.
But you're so different from 1,000 others. Soldiers understand nothing but war.
Get out, Prince of Troy. You won't let a stone take my glory.
Why did you choose this life?
What life?
You're a great warrior.
kill more men if I don't kill you.
How many cousins have you killed?
Many.
How many sons and fathers and brothers and husbands? How many brave Achilles?
At night I see their faces. All the men I've killed. They're waiting for me. They say, welcome, brother. We'll meet again soon, my brother.
Mighty Achilles, silenced by a slave girl.
Am I still your captain?
Come, my guest.
And so my guests can leave whenever they want.
We shouldn't leave now.
Say it!
She leaves this all behind.
Rouse the men, you're taking them home.
Aren't you coming with us?
I have my own battle to fight.
No!
The gods envy us. Envious because we're mortal. Because any moment might be our last. Everything's more beautiful because we're doomed.
You stay in Larissa. You will find peace.
You gave me peace.
You'll find a wonderful woman.
In a lifetime of war, you will never be lovelier than you are now. We will never be here again.
Men rise and fall like the winter wheat. But these names will never die. Let them say, I lived in the time of Hector, tamer of horses. Let them say, I lived in the time of Achilles.
It is truly amazing how a story continues version after version. And in college, and high school, and middle school, or junior high, you will be reminded of the beauty of Helen of Troy, supposedly a face that launched a thousand ships. You see, when you write with intention, your stories, especially this one, as love, betrayal, honor between cousins, brothers, warriors who believe in a cause. But valor is something so very important. And we seem to have lost a lot of that today, maybe because we don't see the movies that we should take a look upon and share with our children and friends and lovers and husbands and wives, the glory of great writing with intention. We're going to jump to Lord of the Rings, beautiful music. It's called P2. And again, composers tell a story by providing great music.
Thank you. Prokrálovnou. Podání slečny Patricie Janečkové.
Thank you.
are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Well, I am back, and I am just feeling overwhelmed with beauty and structure. Sunday is the day that I write, and I've always told other authors my inspiration for writing, the background is provided by music, and the track you just heard came from a wonderful movie that I admire. But more than that, while I'm working on book two, The Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, the next book, Rage of the Demons. And while I'm seeing some of the scenes in my head, the music is driving the imagery to be the best that it could be. And that was from the scene in the forest, where my main character, Navaya, is in pursuit of her brother, Raziel, the lead angel who's been kicked out of heaven by God. And she gets to meet her unknown sister. And just the whole movement of that scene, I'm just so inspired by classical music. We've got 14 more minutes to go. We have been on for 2 hours, and I have enjoyed it. And from the looks of my board that has blue lights representing where people are calling from all over the country, we must be doing a great job. And I appreciate that. We are at 89,000 listeners and growing to our network. And when we finish our new TV network, it is estimated that we will have 1 million viewers to the projects that come from my heart. Let's get into another track. And again, I am just thoroughly enjoying today, like I do every Sunday, from 5 to 7. The next track is called The Sound of Rome, and you might be familiar with it because it represents most of the music from the Gladiator movie. Thank you.
have something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Today, I have truly enjoyed classical music adventures, and I'm going back to my writing on Sunday. We're going to leave with the French introduction, 1186, and it's called The Intro. Enjoy your Sunday.